Good morning, and welcome to day 8 of Know Him for Yourself, a 21-day devotional journey. I'm Marquise King, and today we'll begin week 2 by talking about one of the clearest ways God reveals himself to us, through his word. The Bible isn't just ink on paper. It's alive. It speaks. It corrects. It comforts. It convicts. And it guides. And if you've ever opened it and felt like the words jumped off the page just for you, that's because they did. Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. Think about that for a second. God's word is alive and active. That means it's not a history book or a collection of nice sayings. It's breathing. It's powerful. And it speaks directly into our lives today. I can't tell you how many times I've opened my Bible in frustration, confusion, or even desperation. And somehow, the words on the page met me right where I was. Not always with the answer that I wanted, but with the truth that I needed. That's what makes scripture different. It's not just information, it's transformation. It doesn't just tell you what God said, it tells you who God is. It shows you his character, his promises, and his heart for you. But here's the thing. For the word to work in us, we actually have to spend time with it. Let me say that again. For the word to work in us, we actually have to spend time with it. And I'll be real with you. I've gone through seasons where the Bible just collected dust. Not because I didn't believe in it, but because life got busy or I felt distant or I just didn't feel like I had the energy. And every single time, I noticed the difference. My thoughts got heavier. My patience got shorter. My hope felt weaker because I wasn't feeding myself with truth. The Bible isn't just something you read. It's something that reads you. It holds up a mirror to the heart. It gently reveals what needs to be healed, what needs to be surrendered, and what needs to be celebrated. So if you've been struggling to hear God's voice, can I encourage you on today? Open his word. Even if it's just a few verses, even if it feels dry at first, you might be surprised by how alive it really is. Let us pray together. God, thank you for giving me your word. Thank you that I don't have to guess what you're like or wonder if you're speaking because you've already spoken. Lord, sometimes I take it for granted. I rush past it. I tell myself I'll get to it later. Forgive me for treating something alive as if it's just another book on the shelf. Today, God, breathe life into me through your word. Make the verses come alive. Cut through the confusion, the lies I believe, the weight I carry, and help me to not just read it, but let it read me. And when I'm tempted to seek answers everywhere else, in people, in distractions, in my own thoughts, remind me to come back here to your word, to the place where you've already promised to meet me. Amen. So here are the questions for today. How has God's word spoken directly into my life in the past? What keeps me from opening the Bible more consistently? And what would change if I treated time in God's word as a meeting with him and not just a task to complete? Don't rush. Take time to reflect. And if you can, find some time today after this episode to open your Bible. And instead of speaking to God, let his word speak fresh to you today. Thank y'all so much for joining me for day 8. Remember, the Bible isn't just old words. It's alive, and it's for you. Tomorrow, we'll continue exploring how God reveals himself, this time through the beauty of creation. I can't wait to see y'all then, but as always, have a great day.